USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's now response from the White House after the Supreme Court ruled OSHA can't enforce President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large private-owned companies over 100 people. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
57%, according to a Navigator poll of Americans, support vaccine requirements. According to a Willis Tower Watson's report, a survey of 534 U.S. employers, a majority, 57% of respondents, have or will require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The High Court did keep in place the mandate for most healthcare workers. In a statement, President Biden said it will save lives. One of the groups that challenged the OSHA action, the National Retail Federation, called the court's decision a significant victory for employers. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing till I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A District of Columbia federal grand jury indicted Oath Keepers founder Elmer Stewart Rhodes III and 10 others on charges of seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. According to the indictment, the defendants conspired by organizing into teams that were prepared and willing to use force and to transport firearms and ammunition into Washington, D.C. It alleges the Oath Keepers conspired by recruiting members and affiliates to participate in the conspiracy, organizing trainings to teach and learn paramilitary combat tactics, including bringing and contributing military gear, weapons, and supplies. The indictment also says the defendants breached and attempted to take control of the Capitol grounds and building on January 6, 2021, in an effort to prevent, hinder, and delay the certification of the Electoral College vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. A new study shows that a lot less people are going to college.
College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. That has education experts concerned that a growing number of students are shunning higher education as a cultural shift instead of a short-term effect of pandemic disruptions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.